Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Get it. The Burt Show.
So I get an email and a picture the other day from one of the former members of The Burt Show, Phil Tarana. And it's the media picture of the original cast of The Burt Show. And as I'm looking at it, my first thought is, I can't believe Crash is still alive. How is that possible?
You're not the only one to say that. Believe me.
Man, 25 years, dude. It's all coming to an end on October 24th, man.
Insane. I mean, yeah. Obviously, I'm overjoyed for you. I mean, you know, you truly are an Atlanta legend. I mean, this guy, I mean, seriously, I mean, and you and I have been pals for so long. Mm-hmm. It's like, I remember holding your kids as babies.
Yes.
You know?
My memories are more like the brain cells we lost at Steamhouse.
Oh, God, yes.
God.
How we made it down those back stairs is beyond me.
I know, right?
Yeah, I mean, we'd sit out there on the old deck in Buckhead. I mean, it's in Midtown now. And just so many fun little events that we did along the way. And it's funny because Tommy was like, hey, Crash, can you come up with a couple of things that you guys did in the past? I'm like, I don't freaking remember.
That was 25 years ago.
Yeah.
I can remember because he's a Dolphins fan and I'm a Chargers fan going to, what's the name of that place up in, is it Alpharetta? The Dolphins bar?
Was it Tony's?
Tony's, yeah. So I'm like, yeah, I'll go there. It'll be a fun day. Plus, my Chargers are going to kick the Dolphins' ass. So, yeah, I'd love to sit there. I walk in there. Everybody's in Dolphin. There's 50 Dan Marinos. I walk in there, and the Chargers get their ass kicked, and I am taking so much S from everybody in that place. But it was a great time, man.
Yeah, that's back when the fan club was huge. And, I mean, yeah, it was a lot of people. I think we ran you out into the parking lot.
They did, but in the best way.
Oh, absolutely. No, they're good people, good people.
Yeah. We've had some really good times together. So if you're a somewhat new listener to The Burt Show, Crash was part of the original cast 25 years ago. When did you take off from us?
I think I got fired in 2005.
Yeah. Somebody asked me the other day, how many times has Crash been fired in Atlanta radio? I couldn't answer.
Well, I mean, technically from The Burt Show only once, but that was also part of the 99X crew.
Yeah.
That was four times with them.
Four times with those guys.
Yeah. Yeah. Starting back in 1989, it was called Power 99 at the time.
Yeah.
And I was let go then. Then I was rehired. I was rehired only to be fired again because the guy who was the program director thought I was sleeping with his wife, and he wanted to just have the beauty of firing me again.
So, were you sleeping with his wife?
I wasn't, but she did some. She was an odd character.
Wait, we can't skip. Why did he think you were sleeping with his wife?
I don't know how graphic you want me to get here.
How graphic do I want you to get? It's plenty. Do your best.
I drank her breast milk.
Well, I did that with Kristen. She's still here.
Yeah.
Okay.
As a bit?
I got scared. No. We were over her house watching a football game.
Hey, that's different.
and he asked, do you want a beer? And you're like, no, I'll take your wife's boob. Was it from the tap?
No, it wasn't out of the tap. It was in a Dixie cup.
That's crazy.
So that's the first indication he gets jealous. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's go through the other firings. Can we do that or no?
I mean, I was in Buckhead one time giving away 311 tickets, and a guy yells out in the crowd, a girl yells out in the crowd, hey, I'll give you a beep if you give me the tickets. I said, well, my girlfriend, I just started dating my girlfriend who became my wife of 15 years, Melissa. Uh-huh. And I said, well, my girlfriend's right here. Why don't you do that guy? And I just pointed to a random guy. She grabbed him, went in the bathroom.
Shut up.
I'm doing a live show. So in the middle of one of my breaks, I go into the bathroom, kick the stall door open to get a live update. And she's in there. And visually, you guys will see this, but you're not going to know what I'm doing on the radio.
Yeah.
Poor girl, poor guy. She was like this. Nothing.
It looks like she's drinking out of a straw.
Nothing was happening. He ran out with his pants down. She was mortified, grabbed the tickets and ran out the door. Everybody thought it was great except the bosses over at 99X.
God, they were so sensitive.
I know.
It was a different time in radio where you could do stunts like that. Okay,
yes,
So that's three times, right?
Yeah, and then there was one other time I think I was doing a shift, and I didn't like the music that they were playing, so I would go introduce a song, and I'd be like, yeah, here's a song from The Cure. You guys probably like it, but I think it sucks. I just didn't really fall into the whole, from it went from Power 99 to 99X, I didn't like the alternative scene.
Yeah.
And I was just, it was just shenanigans back then. You know, American Pie. I mean, come on.
I was just talking about that the other day on Roswell Road. She had an appearance at Mutation Brewing.
Yeah.
And a milestone that I gave was like, old schoolers, it's right across the street from old American Pie.
Yeah, I mean, we used to shut down Roswell Road because we would do a Make Me Say Wow contest, which turned into a Sunday afternoon of nothing but nakedness. So we'd have to put a black tarp up because cars going by would. And then there was the time there were a couple of guys going, hey, you know, they're putting all this money on the table. I go, what are you guys doing? They're like, oh, we're going to bet our buddy $1,000 to go streaking down Roswell Road. I go, give me $100 and I'm in. And so they did. And me and this guy drop trowel. We go from the bathroom, he chickens out, barely makes it out of the restaurant. Me, Homer Simpsoning it all the way down to 285. And I stop. This is the middle of a Sunday afternoon in the middle of the summer. And I'm just huffing and puffing at 285 or Roswell Road. And I just slowly walk back, completely sans clothing.
It was such a different time. Now, those are the things that happened on the alternative station. None of them here. But Crash had it tough, man, because he was coming in. He was doing our show. You were doing traffic for us, right? Mm-hmm. And 99X. And then having to come back in the afternoon, which was killing you.
Yeah, the split shift was crazy. I mean, it was funny because the studios were in different areas in this building, but it wasn't that far. I'd wrap up and, you know, I'm Crash Clark with 99X, back over here, and it's like, I'm Crash Clark with the Bird Show on Q. You know, it was crazy, but it was fun. I enjoyed it so much because, I mean, let's not forget about one of the favorite things I loved around here. Bert's Big Adventure.
Oh my gosh. Mm-hmm. So the beautiful thing about Crash is he's so layered that, as you can hear, he's a little rough around the edges. but man, when you got him around those kids at Bert's Big Adventure, man, I don't know that there was anybody that's ever been better with those kids than you were. I mean, there for their every single need. And then there were our Sunday afternoons going party.
Yeah, no. I mean, it was amazing. When you first, you know, I mean, I think, what was it, 2000? When did we start? When did you first?
2002 was the first Bert's Big Adventure.
2002, okay. Uh-huh. And I remember because I was an annual pass holder. So my wife and I at the time, we'd go to Disney 10 times a year. So I love Disney, and Bert approached me with the idea, and I'm like, oh my God, I would love to. And of course, I don't have kids, but I'm the one that goes to a party and kids gravitate towards me. I'm like the uncle, you know, they're all playing. I love kids. And just the greatest story, and God, I'm going to cry. I know it. I never make it through this story every time I tell it. One of the first Bert Big Adventures we were on, and of course, it's all day. It's from start to finish. We're doing shows. We're doing dinners. We're doing lunches. We wear everybody out, the families, the kids. And we were going back to the hotel, and this one little girl that I befriended, and I'm so sorry, I can't remember her name. Her dad wasn't there, but her mom was, and her mom was exhausted, and the little girl couldn't keep her eyes open. So I pick her up in my arms and I said, I'll walk her back to the hotel. And I mean, from the bus to the hotel to the walk that we made, this little girl did not leave my arms. Now, my arms are burning. I mean, I am dying. Her mom is like just exhausted. And this little girl is out like a light. And I'm just saying to myself, I'm like, I am not going to put this little girl down. I'm not going to wake her up. And I just walked all the way back to her hotel, put her in the bed. My arms are on fire. I could barely unload them. And it was just to me, and I'm not looking for anything. I just was like, because it was all about these children. You know, I mean, some of them who are unfortunately aren't even with us anymore. And it just hit me so powerful that being a fan of Disney and loving it, and it was always about me and going and enjoying the rides and having fun and drinking beers around the world. For once in my life, it was about this little girl, and I'll never forget it. And God, I hope she's still around, but she was just the sweetest little thing, and her mom was so grateful. And that is what Bert's Big Adventure started out with me. And obviously, it's blossomed into this most incredible thing that you guys all do. So that's just one of my fondest memories with you and with Bert's Big Adventure.
And that, do I have this right, or am I making this up, that your family was so into Disney World, your mom loved it so much that you spread her ashes? ashes in Disney?
Yeah, we actually, the majority of my mom's ashes went in the Atlantic, and then I took a little film canister. Yes, kids, there were film canisters. and I took that, and it was on It's a Small World. That was her favorite ride.
Yeah.
So I just stuck my hand over the side of the boat, and I just started shaking the thing. So we say that my mom's thumb is stuck in Disney World, and the rest of her is swimming in the Atlantic.
Well, man, I can't thank you enough for being part of those first couple of years of The Burt Show. We didn't know what we were doing. It was wild. They let us do whatever we wanted. It was, I look back at it so fondly, because really it was chaos and archaic. Yeah. And you were part of it, and it felt like a really tight group, and we were hanging out with each other outside the radio station also. It was a great way to start.
It truly was. Remember when we did the pretty person party? Do you remember that one?
No.
He wasn't invited.
You're on The Burt Show.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
She claims she accidentally became a bridesmaid. We'll get into her email here in just 1 second. Very, very quickly, though, reminder, want you to buy those raffle tickets to win that brand new 2025 Audi Q3. Only $100 can get you that brand new car, and all that money is going to Burt's Big Adventure. That's a trip we take every year with kids that have chronic and terminal illnesses. Please buy those raffle tickets. We're hoping this thing sells out. You can get them at theburtshow.com or Burt's Big Adventure. Adventure.org. All right, Kristen, she accidentally became, how does this happen, a bridesmaid?
I'm not 1,000% sure, but I think we're about to find out. All right, got this email from a Burt Show listener. So, I was at brunch with my girlfriends, bottomless mimosas flowing, when we ran into this super fun bachelorette party. Naturally, we all started celebrating together. Somewhere between the third mimosa and the group shots, someone handed me a Team Bride sash, and I started yelling Team Bride chants like I'd known these girls forever. I do love female frivolity when we all just like come together for a common goal, like celebrating a bride at a bottomless mimosa brunch.
It's shocking how little tequila it takes to become best friends with someone.
It really does. And then those crying moments you'll have in the bathroom, like, oh, girl, you need to leave him. He's the worst. You deserve better. When you literally met them like 60 seconds ago.
I don't need to know anything about the man. If you're questioning if you should leave your boyfriend, my answer is always going to be absolutely.
And then we're going to go to the bar and get a drink and celebrate your new freedom. All right. So she goes on to say, excuse me, in her email, here's where it gets messy. Apparently, one of the bridesmaids from the wedding bailed. And to keep the numbers even, the bride decided to recruit me. I guess drunk me thought it was an excellent idea because I apparently said yes and even gave her my number. Fast forward to this week, and now I'm in a bridesmaid group chat. They're discussing dress fittings, hair trials, a $200 gown I'm somehow supposed to order. Can I get out of this, or do I have to write this out and see if I make it all the way to the wedding? Signed, Mimosas Made Me Do It.
Aren't there other like girls in this group going like, who is this chick?
I mean, but as of right now, it's not about what the bridesmaids are thinking. It's what the bride's thinking. And if she had a bridesmaid bail, I'm sure she was feeling a little tenderhearted about it. And she's out having a bridesmaid brunch. And if she's particular, she wants the numbers to be even. So she meets you, feels like you have an instant connection. And all of a sudden, you've been recruited into the bridesmaid party. And because you were drunk, thought it was a good idea. I don't know how you get out of that.
Had we not already done a texting tutor and recorded it, I'd say this would be a great one. But don't you think that if she's just honest with the bride and says, hey, like, we were both drunk here, don't you think the bride is probably trying to figure out a way to get out of this also?
I don't know. I'm kind of getting a vibe that she low-key wants to be a part of the wedding. Like, I'm not getting a vibe where she's like, I absolutely need to get out of this. How do I do it? Because to me, this is such an easy, hey, like, I was drunk and I agreed to this. I feel like I was just recruited by your OCD wanting things to be even. I feel like that's an easy text to send, whereas I feel like she's kind of waffling, like, do I actually take the plunge and commit to the bit?
Is this something that you'd want, like, for me being in a wedding, even going to, I love the receptions, the weddings themselves. Is this the kind of thing that you would really be excited about being a bridesmaid in a wedding of a woman that you barely even know?
This adds to your lore. Oh my God.
Yes, that's what I'm thinking.
Like, think of the stories you're going to get out of this night. It's just like me going up to Indiana for that wedding. Like, you know, who really cares why I'm there? But at the end of the day, like, you have so much lore now attached to your backstory.
But would you have done that if you weren't in radio? I mean, that's the life that we live is content. She's not living for content.
Yes.
You'd still go.
You do it for the story.
100%.
You do it for the story and to share the story. And
really?
It gives your character depth and mystery.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like you said, it's all about the lore. It gives you your character depth and mystery. And this is harmless enough. And so, yeah, depending on the vibe, and obviously you vibed with these ladies because you ended up in the bridal party. So if it's not going to put you out too much and doesn't become too demanding, I say see it through for the sheer story of it, radio or no radio.
If you could afford a $200 dress, go for it. It's an open bar, so it all evens out in the end.
Because maybe this is the universe's way of universing. And like, if you are single, maybe your future mate is at this wedding.
Can you imagine that's how you walk down the aisle with this guy and he ends up being your person? Or maybe one of these girls is going to be like her future best friend.
Right?
You never know.
You have been reading too many romanticy books because you just called him your future mate instead of husband or boyfriend.
Yeah.
Come what on. Is this, fairy corn?
I was about to say, I'm like, this guy isn't Resand. He's going to be Jared from accounting.
Have they been sealed? Are they sealed?
Listen, it's the Burt Show.
Kristen says that there is a standard that is being set for men that are married.
No, for this is a standard you should be living up to when it comes to dating.
To dating?
Yeah, yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Men, this is a standard you should be living up to when it comes to dating. And ladies, you should not settle for less than this. Abby, this clip is going to speak to your soul. It's why I submitted it, because I'm like, she needs to hear this to know her standards are not too high. Men are just out here moving too low. So this comes from ADHD Duets Funny on Instagram. All right. And so it's a duet with another woman. And I wish I had her name because she's the OG creator. And she is sharing what she's looking for in a man, how she needs men to show up for her on dates. And it has everything to do, may he rest in peace, with Steve Irwin.
I will not be gaslit into believing that my standards for dating are too high when I know that one Steve Irwin, when he was first dating Terry, he took her out on the river to look for crocodiles at night. And when they got back to their campsite, they were rinsing off in the river because it was hot. And she noticed that every time she moved a little bit, he moved a little bit. He was like pivoting around her. And she said, "What are you doing?" And he said, "Oh, well, I don't think there are any crocodiles around here, but just in case, I'm going to stay between you and the river." I think about that all the time because there are men out here calling women entitled when they don't want to pay for their own dinner on their first date. Meanwhile, Steve was out here like, "Don't worry, if a dinosaur attacks us, I'll let it eat me first so you can run away." And I am absolutely not saying that my future partner needs to go into a river that might have a crocodile in order to impress me. I'm just saying that energy that Steve brought to Terry is the energy I want brought to this function. I would rather be alone forever than have anything less than that. If you wouldn't put yourself between me and a dinosaur, I don't want it.
That's solid. That is really solid.
Oh, but then I went to the comments.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Here we go.
You're about to ruin this.
I am. So I was like, yes, queen, know your worth. That is a precious story of what Steve did for Terry. I love this. I love this energy. First comment, ever think that maybe you're just not worth it? Second comment, what did Terry bring to the table that made Steve treat her that way? Then you keep going, and it just keeps going.
I think I've told you guys a story before that I was dating a girl out in California in Gilroy, and I was living in Washington, D.C. at the time, and we were talking about her moving out to D.C., right? And I went to go visit her and her family for the first time in Gilroy, and they had a garlic farm. Garlic is huge in Gilroy, California.
Okay.
So I pull up.
Town must smell amazing.
It does, actually. They have like a Gilroy garlic festival. They make garlic ice cream.
I believe it.
They make garlic everything. Anyway, off topic. So she and I were in the car together, and I pull up to her parents' farm, and when we get out of the car, there are like six dogs that come running for us. And in my mind's eye, they were not friendly. And my knee-jerk reaction was I took Jane and I placed her in between the dogs and me.
What is wrong with you?
You're laughing as if this is funny.
It was so terrible. She ended up moving out to DC and moving in with me.
After you were going to like sacrifice her?
Oh my, that was my knee-jerk reaction. What a freaking coward.
Oh, I can't blame you for wanting to protect yourself, but that would have been automatic breakup. Yeah. We would not have even gone in the house.
It should have been the biggest red flag. She moved out to DC and then she was gone within 6 months. And, you know, looking back at it, I should have said, you should have seen that.
Yeah. Now you're blaming her.
I would have never protected you. All right. So if you are going to be out at Pride Parade on Sunday, please say hi. This is going to be the last Pride Parade we're doing?
As a Burt Show, yes.
As the Burt Show. So we're going to be out there. So we need you guys to say hey.
Q99.7, of course, is always going to support Pride and the Burt Show. This will be my 15th Pride I've participated
in. Right, yeah.
Haven't missed one since I joined the Burt Show. It's one of my favorite events. I love it so much just because the energy and the love, the acceptance, the kindness, just the camaraderie, mm-hmm. the community of it all. It's just a fantastic, fantastic event. So yeah, Pride is going down this Sunday, October 12th at noon. The Burt Show is going to be in it as always. We've had some epic floats in the past. I think some of my favorites over the years, our Beyonce Beehive float was great because my husband made the lemonade stand, which he ended up giving to some kids in the neighborhood. It was so cute. The unicorn one was great. Of course, when we married a couple on the float.
That's the best.
That was
Michael and Todd.
That was that was spectacular. But Tom Bob was actually the officiant. It was amazing, who is like an Atlanta icon. But this year, we try to tap into like what's hot in pop culture, what everybody's talking about. So, of course, our theme this year is Love Island. A new bombshell has entered the building, and she's on the Burt Show float. So, yeah, that's what we're going to be doing this year. I went to Amazon, even though I've never watched one single episode of this show. I am familiar with Huda and the Mamacita line, so I got me my Mamacita shirt to let everybody know that I'm a mommy. I'm a Mamacita.
I know I got in a lot of trouble for this years ago. You brought it up a couple of days ago of like pulling people onto the float.
You can't do that, dude.
It's the last one.
No, you can't do that.
It's the last one.
It is a liability. It is dangerous. Yeah. I fell off a float. You can't do that.
So I had a promotions meeting yesterday, and we were talking about Pride Parade and the float.
Mm-hmm.
I've DJed many a year. And usually when I DJ, I bring my own speakers. Well, this year, we're bringing in a professional company. And remember a couple of years ago when we gave away the backpacks and the sound crew that was there? You could hear them in Marietta the radio station.
That was some intense bass.
They're doing our float this year.
Okay.
So it's going to be loud.
16 speakers.
Well, that's what this thing's all about.
So we're earbuds? Or earplugs, rather.
16. We could set up in our parking lot here at the radio station, and they would hear us on the route.
I can tell you this, that being on the float, when there are floats in front of us that don't have great music or great energy, and then ours comes by, and then people start dancing based on what we're playing or our float, that's intoxicating. So if it's going to, the louder, the better.
Yeah.
Last year when we got to the corner, you know the corner I'm talking about, mm-hmm. where like it's just packed. Chapel Rowan was hot to go last year, and I bet I played that 10 times in a row once we hit that
That's
corner.
Fantastic.
I danced my butt off last year, man.
We will see you guys out there on Sunday. All right, Cassie, real quick, do we have time to get an update on the house here?
Yeah, we do. Great timing. Little breakdown about it yesterday. It comes and goes, so I waffled between, oh, yeah, okay, it's just life. Things could be worse. And, oh, my God, it's been a year and a half. Like, when will this nightmare end? But thank God for Kristen's husband, Bart, who has stepped in to help us, like, coordinate stuff with the construction because we're kind of at that part. And we've got some money out of the insurance company, so we're going to start putting the roof on. Still not settled. Might have to go to court, but we're going to at least get the roof on.
Okay, now.
And then I can use my washer and dryer.
the way that you guys have navigated through this crisis is really pretty amazing. How long now have you guys been living in this RV?
For a year.
A year.
Oh, we've been in the RV for over a year, and it's nice. It's not like it's like, I think when my generation growing up thinking of RVs, you think of like the small campers with the drab 80s brown colors, and it's like tight. It's a tight space, but, you know, the kids have a room with a door. There's no room in it. There are two beds, but they've got space. We have space. We have an island in the kitchen living room area. It's not terrible. You know, their backyard is right there with their toys in it. It's just doing the laundry sucks. Having to haul everything to like a laundromat. Laundry's expensive. It's like over $10 a load to wash it. I don't understand how people do it every day, but to be paying for your house, a full-on mortgage and all the insurance, and to be staring at it every single day and being like, cool, I got to pay for this house, the RV, too, on top of everything. And it's just, I was like, I'm ready to be done. I'm ready to be back in to my house and have my room and have my kids have a room and just be able to have space again and do laundry and all the little things you take for granted, like having a dishwasher.
I think from your kids' perspective, it's going to be a core memory that's going to be awesome.
Yeah. My daughter said something as much the other day. She's like, we've had so much fun in here as a family. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, you don't need to people please, honey. It's okay.
We're done.
Yeah.
All right.
This is The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Abby, I know you said you want to do therapy, but therapy is expensive. So here I have free therapy Thursday for you, my friend.
Oh, thank God. I needed it.
It's 3 years of therapy in 1 minute.
This video is really good.
It's so good, right? Yeah. It's so good. So it's devin.the.one. Hashtag rant, hashtag therapy, hashtag vibes. And he's sitting in his car and he's breaking down 3 years of therapy in 1 minute. So this is everything he has learned through therapy in the last 3 years and giving it to you literally in 60 seconds to help you save a ton of money and give you insight and tools and to hopefully figuring out what's messing you up.
All right, 3 years of therapy in 60 seconds. Here we go. Number one, turns out your parents did their best and also kind of you up. But guess what? At the end of the day, you got to deal with it. Number two, no one is coming to save you. No magical mentor, no secret billionaire uncle, not even fucking Batman. It's just you. And yeah, that includes doing basic stuff like folding your laundry before it becomes roommate. Number three, boundaries. That doesn't mean blocking somebody on Instagram. Say it with me. No, with a smiley face. No. See? Revolutionary. Don't have to be mean or rude. Number four, stop chasing people who treat you like an option. I'm not a side quest. And if they can't see that, they need to go play somebody else's game. Number five, self-care isn't bath bombs and face masks. It's getting 8 hours of sleep, eating something that grew in the ground, and answering that email before it ruins your whole week. Number six, feelings don't kill you. Crying won't kill you. Screaming into a pillow won't kill you. But ignoring your feelings, oh, that's going to destroy you from the inside out. Number seven, you don't find yourself. You build yourself day by day. Some days you're leveling up and other days you're responding at square one. Both of them count. And last but not least, most of the time it's not that deep. You're not cursed. You're just tired, thirsty, and maybe overdue for a snack. There you go. That's 3 years of therapy condensed to a 60-second rant. I saved you 15 grand.
Totally, that's really good advice, man.
It was so solid and so good. And it's so crazy to me how some things are like so obvious, but it's not till somebody says it. And then you look at it, I'm like, man, that was so obvious. How the heck did I not see that?
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
Louis Tomlinson recently opened up about how he first heard the tragic news of Liam Payne's death. I remember where I was. I was on a plane to London. I was like, well, this is weirdly ironic considering the circumstances. But he said that he heard about the tragic news from a fellow One Direction bandmate. He said that he heard about it from Niall Horan. They were in Louis's car while they were both in Los Angeles. He said during that car, he quote unquote felt the same feeling he did when he learned about his sister's passing away in 2019. He said it was completely gut-wrenching. It was a total shock. And Louis said that he reflected on it. And at the time before Liam's death, he said that he knew that Liam was definitely struggling. And Louis was wrestling with the regret that maybe he could have helped him enough. I feel like anybody that when somebody passes away in the way that Liam passed, it's like, oh my God, what could I have done to maybe have prevented this? And he said, Louis has said publicly in an interview that he felt like Liam was his brother. He's been very vocal about his grief up until, you know, until now, that when he's being a little bit more candid about it. Mm-hmm. And honoring Liam's memory by acknowledging how big of a role Liam played in One Direction's sound and spirit. Mm-hmm. So Liam's going to be missed. We almost lost Gene Simmons the other day. I feel like we've had a lot of like celebrity death talk today in E-Buzz.
I feel like when some of these rockers take a look back at their life, they could probably say that they cheated death 20 times. Mm-hmm. And Gene Simmons is probably 50.
Probably.
Well, this might be the 50th time he's cheated death, because not even 2 years into his retirement, he's already doing stuff like this. So on Tuesday, Gene landed in the hospital. When he passed out behind the wheel of his car, he was in Malibu. He crossed several lines of traffic and he ended up hitting a parked car. He was briefly hospitalized, but yesterday he tweeted, because this is like the internet's podium when you got to put out a press release for whether you're dead or not. He said, thanks everybody for the kind wishes. I'm completely fine. I had a slight fender bender, which feels a little bit like you're underselling the situation.
Downplay much.
It happens, especially to those of us who are horrible drivers, and that's me. Wow. All is well. There's really no word on why he passed out, like what went down. Gene's wife, Shannon, said that his doctor had recently changed his medication, so maybe that had something to do with it. Gene is 76 years old, for context, and he says that he has always been adamant about not drinking or doing drugs.
So if that's, you know, you pass out, you go across lanes of traffic, you hit a parked car, I'm hoping your license is revoked until they figured out what caused that. That seems a little dangerous to put you back behind the wheel if you don't know what caused you to pass out while you were driving.
This might sound mean, but don't you think that there should be a different driver's license and a different driver's license test when you are over the age of 70 years old?
What kind of things would change about the test?
I don't know, but I mean, your cognition is different when you get older. I'm not sure. I'm not like a doctor or anything, but I do feel like the license qualification should be different when you get that old.
I don't think it should be different, but I think you should have to go more regularly to make sure you still have all your faculties about you.
I mean, Amanda's got a grandfather that is still driving around his F-150, I think, or his Ranger, and he's like 93 years old.
Yeah, there was a, bless her heart, a little old lady was driving home from picking up Jimmy from school. And there's an intersection where there's a lot of construction going on, but it's very plain. Like, there's still lights there and where you stop. She stopped right in the middle of the intersection. Like, it was our turn to take a left, right? So we got green, we're taking a left. And her car is just chilling in the middle of the intersection. And I'm like, we were still able to turn and like kind of like barely miss her, but I'm looking at her and she's just sitting there. And I'm just like, oh, granny, girlfriend, somebody's got to take them keys away from you, because I mean, don't know what you're doing.
I know it's important to stay active when you get that old, but if you're driving around and you're rocking those wraparound sunglasses, you know, those thick ones I'm talking about that are so thick on the sides also, you shouldn't be driving a car.
Or if your osteoporosis has you so hunched over, you're barely can see over the steering wheel. I understand, like, independence is important, and I get it, but that was...
Every Friday, you should be at the DMV taking another drive. Every single Friday.
That might be a bit much.
You can deteriorate quickly every Friday, twice a week.
Do you feel the same way about 16-year-olds? Like, would you trust a 16-year-old with a fresh license or 76-year-old Gene Simmons to drive you around?
My son, when he got his driver's license, said, it's absolutely ridiculous that at 16 or 17 years old, I'm about to have a driver's license. It should be 21. He said that.
Boys should wait till they're 25 to get their driver's license. I was a better driver at 16 than I am now. I was locked in at 16. Now I got drama and Taylor Swift songs to cry to while I'm driving.
This is The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.